Nothing just wants to work right?
Oh, I don't know.
Jesus.
Well, got a good excuse for fucking not showing up to work today. Lost my fucking arm.
What is going on, losers? Welcome to Lost Podcast. I am your host, Mr. John Vaquette. Coming again, what? Coming at you from good old Ashland, Kentucky.
James!
Young James. Oh my. Want to talk about that opening clip real quick before we get too far? Want to talk about that?
Did he get hit? Did he, like, what happened? Did you look at the comments or anything?
Nope, didn't go that far. Just seen it, sent it, and figured we'd just make up our own story about what happened to this guy. Clearly,
the comments are always so good on stuff like that.
I know, but how many Bud Lights do you think that took?
There was Bud Lego Man yourself? I don't know.
But let's be honest, the only thing you can do to have is be that calm after you lose a ligament. Trust me, I know. Yes, I did have a thumb chopped off and reattached. And when people around you freak out, one dude passes out, there's nothing more that you do but be calm.
Yeah, pretty much. I haven't had anything that bad.
You know? So, those injuries do happen, ladies and gentlemen. Anyways, welcome to Lost Losers Podcast. How's everyone doing this week? We're doing good.
I'm alive.
Everyone's alive. Hopefully everyone's a little bit more healthy, happy. Hope the new year's treating you all correctly. Or I'm right.
Talking to yourself about the healthy part.
Yeah, dude, I've been down for the count all week. We'll get into that. So if you're watching on YouTube or Rumble, do us a favor, please hit that subscribe button. If you're listening on Apple or Spotify podcast, please leave that 5-star review. If you want to help support this podcast, please go to our Patreon channel. It's $5 a month. You get the episode a day early, a whole bunch of other stuff. It's coming. I know it's in the works. I got things going on. I apologize. Patreon folks, I know I owe you more. I owe you a lot more. I owe you it all. So that's coming. If you want to buy merch, go to lostlosers.com. What else? Oh, and well, that's all we go. Now, here we go. So, well, how we like what to kick up off this podcast is with the wishes. That's weird and interesting shit that's happened this week. So, Jamie, let's go.
It's been real fucking nothing burger. I meant to go see my mom earlier this week. Wasn't able to. like, we fucking went grocery shopping. We did a Kroger pickup list. And I saved like $50 on coupons. It was like the most exciting part of my fucking week. And I was so proud of myself for that.
Welcome to being an adult. That's your adult. When you have like nothing to talk about because nothing happened. I didn't go to a concert. I didn't go see a movie. I didn't have anything. You know what? I saved $50 on digital coupons at Kroger. And that's your excitement. Welcome to being an adult.
I was legitimately so excited by how much money we saved just from fucking coupons, and it was fucking hilarious to me. Like, oh no,
welcome what? To adulthood. This is where you're at. I'm gonna let you know something. It doesn't get better. It doesn't. You know what you get excited about? A tax break. When you see that your personal property tax goes down or your electric, or something goes down. That's when you get excited. That's it. We're done. You're done here, buddy. Yeah, childbirth. Like, that's it. That's about it. You're done here.
I didn't have fucking, like, I'm really trying to think. I didn't have anything. It was such just.
Welcome. Done.
After we recorded last week, I did two double shifts in a row. After each shift, I went to the bar at Cheddar's, and their only rule is that you can't be showing your work shirt. So I just put my hoodie on and just started taking shots at the bar at work. And the manager will come up to me and be like, "Oh, having fun, buddy," and fucking everything. And I'm just like, "Yeah, cheers." They don't say shit to me, but there was last week, Haven was on her way to come pick me up, and I got a beer and a double shot of Tito's, and she pulled up while I was like halfway through both. And so I just cheers one of the other workers that was sitting at the bar, just having a little break and just drinking like a Coke. I cheers them, fucking shot my shot, chugged my beer, and just like let out a giant burp, grabbed my shit, and just fucking walked out.
You're completely inappropriate in public, aren't you? Like,
and the three like girls that were sitting at the bar just were like, what the fuck? And I just like walked past them and was like, see you later, guys.
Not even mad at you, actually.
It was a fucking good one. It was
like, they're like, look at this fucking Hoosier. Like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck is wrong with this Hoosier? This dude just double Tito's and soda. Would you have a double shot of vodka?
Yeah, and a beer, and just chugged both, and just walked straight out.
I'm not even mad at you, just for the simple fact that I've done that without the belch, because I don't belch. I don't know what it is. I
can't stop myself though.
I have, and then throw the deuces, and everyone just looks at you like you're fucking nuts, especially when you literally just ordered them and go, "Oh, my ride's here."
Yeah, exactly. Like, I ordered them like 3 minutes before. I was like, oh, girlie's here. Cheers. And then just fucking killed both.
Nothing's worse than when you go, hey, let me get another one, thinking you have 5 or 10 minutes. And then all of a sudden, as the bartender goes like this and sets your drinks down, you get the text of, I'm here.
It was pretty much that. And I was just like,
let me get another round. Let me close out my tab moment. Thinking you have 5 or 10 minutes. Close out your tab, tip your bartender very, you know, at least 20%, ladies and gentlemen. They work hard. Don't be a dick. If my broke ass can do it, you can do it too.
Yep.
At least 20. And then go for, like, seriously. And then you get that text of, oh, I'm here. And you're like, fuck.
I'm not wasting my money, though.
Nope. But, no, and I'm not going to make that person wait, because that makes my life even worse.
Yeah.
So let me boop, boop. And out deuces. And out the door. I'm going.
Yo. I haven't done that one before. And it was just, I saw everyone's face kind of drop of like, what is he doing? Why is he killing this beer? And I was just like, I gotta go. I'm not fucking leaving this here, though.
Hell no. To the no. Hell no.
Like, the bartender gave me a high five, and I was just like, I'm out. See you guys later.
Yeah.
But it was last night after work. I only had like a 4-hour shift yesterday, but after work, I was just like, you know what? I'm grabbing a little drinky. And grab two shots while I was waiting for Haven. And the manager that is friends with my mom just came over and sat next to me and was like, you doing all right, buddy?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I'm totally fine. Like, I just enjoy my nights. Like,
you just look at it. That's when you look at him and be like, no, my resting face is manic depressive. Okay.
I was just zoning out. They had ESPN. I was just zoning out.
I'm fine. My resting face is just depressed. It's fine.
It was one of those moments of like, am I?
No, I'm fine. No, my resting face is, you know how you have resting bitch face? Yeah, I have resting depressed face. It's fine.
Oh my God. But no, I've just had some funny bar moments. But besides that, just.
Well,
I got excited about
welcome to coupons. An adulthood for, you know, saving money on coupons, you know,
and scaring people at a bar.
Just me being me. Sorry. So my week did not begin so good. Not great. So I went grocery shopping like you.
Yeah.
And I found a jalapeno popper, like pizza that like Walmart had.
I saw a TikTok about that,
it was delicious. It's amazing. Right. That was my lunch and dinner on Sunday. And then Sunday night, the jalapenos did not like me.
Yeah, like what all's on the pizza?
It's a jalapeno popper, cream cheese, jalapenos, bacon. It's like the inside of a jalapeno popper, dude. It was delicious.
I would not like that.
It was good. It was really good. Not gonna lie.
I like jalapeno poppers, but on a fucking pizza,
The pizza, there's no pizza sauce.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but I would not like that.
It was good. On a flat, basically it's like a flatbread. Anywho. Well, the jalapenos didn't like me, and I was shooting flames up my asshole to the point for like at 2 o'clock in the morning, I woke up, and from there on, I was in the bathroom.
Nice.
It did not agree with me. It was delicious. I would eat it again, but I'd only eat a small. I wouldn't eat the whole thing. I would eat like 4 pieces in one day, wait 2 days, eat another 4 pieces. Because I think the one chip challenge fucked me up. So with spices, because I can't even put Tabasco sauce on my noodles no more. I don't like Tabasco sauce in my food no more. That would fucking me up.
Get some fucking Cholula.
I love Cholula. It's the best. Yeah. So, dude, I had to call into work. I'm so embarrassed. Like, my ass was hurting so badly that walking, it hurt. Dude, to start it off, speaking of my ass, I had that problem. Rash
and everything?
Dude, my ass hurts.
Did it give you a leaky asshole? Dude,
I almost DoorDash Vaseline at 4 o'clock in the morning. I was on the toilet and my ass was hurting so badly that I looked at my phone to see if I could DoorDash Vaseline at 4 o'clock in the morning.
That's a bad one.
Dude, I laid in a tub of Epsom salt. For
your asshole,
it hurt. There was no amount of fire extinguisher couldn't put out these flames.
I feel a little nauseous right now. You're gonna make me throw up from laughing.
Oh, it gets worse with my butt this week. So not only that, so Monday I had to call in. Finally in the afternoon, I'm feeling better, so I'm down here playing fucking some Far Cry 6. And that little lump, I mean, we've talked about it before. I had that small little lump on my butt. And they're like, it's just like an ingrown infection. It's fine. It should go away. And I thought it did. Well, I was sitting in the chair and I moved. I'm like, what the fuck is that? And it came back, I guess. Well, I guess it came back with a vengeance. Because when I stood up to feel it, I felt like a head. I went, what the fuck? And barely squeezed it. And it felt like a shotgun came out of my ass. Dude. I went upstairs and my underwear looked like a murder scene of blood and pus that came out of this fucking thing.
Nice.
It was disgusting. Like it in this, it had like, I don't know, like that absence or whatever, it had a stench to it. I'm like, God damn. Does.
Yeah.
Dude, I fucking sat there and squeezed on that thing for fucking until I almost passed out from the pain. That was my Monday.
Does it make the suction cup sound whenever you squeeze on it?
Dude, no, it didn't do that.
Is
no.
it that big?
No, it wasn't that big.
I had one in my ass crack one time that was that big. That went afterwards, whenever I would squeeze it, it would make a noise of it closing and opening.
So only for me. So I go to work Tuesday. Tuesday, all of a sudden, I'm like halfway through my shift, and I then can't open my eyes. I can barely keep my eyes open. I have such a pounding headache. Like just instant, like migraine.
Yeah.
And if you can't tell, I've been sick ever since. Like it feels like my allergies are just constantly draining. refilling and draining right now. So it's like, you probably have, so I'd fucking miss work again on Wednesday for that. Like Thursday, I go to work and I'm at a different district in a different store and I'm with different people I've never met before, except for on Tuesday when I had a pounding headache. So I wasn't exactly my personable self to begin with. And somebody cracked a joke of, oh, you probably have COVID. I'm like, how's that possible? I'm not vaccinated. Let me just introduce myself to everybody. And the person that said was like, just stared at me. Like, that was a concerning, oh, you might have COVID. I went, who cares? Move my mentality. Yeah. So let me just throw that on her. Obviously, didn't talk to me yet much after that. So Friday, the nice young lady who was there that I did talk to comes up to me, and there's a couple people I work with, and everyone who knows me, I'm bad with names, and anybody who knows me knows that my brain works mysteriously at connecting the dots to the name.
Yeah.
So we go. Nice long lady comes up to me and I'm at work. And oh, by the way, tell me, Kelly, how I kick off my Friday before I get there. Kelly Loper calls me Friday morning at 5:30. Oh, by the way, I'm going into the store by myself. They give me the alarm code and keys. They're like, you're responsible. You like to get up early. You can start early. Here's your keys. Here's the keys. Go in. Have fun. I'm like, whatever. So they give me, I'm talking to Kelly Loper. I have my earbuds in as I'm going into the store so I can put the alarm code, open the store, put the alarm code key, put the alarm in and continue working, and also continue to talk to my buddy Kelly Loper about the nonsense that we talked to about.
Oh, no.
I open the door, I let myself in, go to the alarm panel, and start putting the alarm code in. It doesn't do anything. Hit the alarm again and hit the off button. It doesn't do anything. I am now starting to panic. I am now hitting the code and hitting the off button, and it's not doing anything. And Kelly is now starting, I'm like, dude, I can't get this alarm to go off. And Kelly's like, starting to fucking giggle. All of a sudden, the fucking alarm starts fucking going off. Sirens, everything like this. I am now fucking smashing the fucking button. Finally, I hit the one number and it pops because it was fucking stuck. So it was just reading the one number.
Yeah.
So finally, I put in the code, get the alarm to come off. I have Kelly Loper in the meantime while I'm trying to calm myself down from freaking the fuck out about this alarm going off at 5:30 in the fucking morning. I have Kelly Loper going, dude, you live in St. Louis. They're going to shoot people. They shoot people like you there. Bro, just lay down. Just go outside and lay down. Don't fuck around. Just get out. Get out. Get the fuck out. I don't need you to die. And he is screaming in my ear. I am now panicking because I have this going on. I have that going on. And he is not making everything better. What a terrible friend. Only for now, fast forward to this nice young lady. Ask me who's working today. So I go, oh, Sylvester's working, who, by the way, is the coolest 53-year-old black man I have ever met in my life. Sylvester. And we'll talk, dude. We'll talk to you about it. Dude, I want him on the podcast. He was like, fuck yeah, I'll come on the podcast. He is the coolest. We'll talk about football. He'll talk about dude, he knows everything. He went to Dolly World and was showing me pictures of him and Jimmy Fallon and excited. The man talks like Sammy Davis Jr. He's the nicest guy in the world. The coolest person ever. Like, if you ever meet this man, he is the salt of the earth type person. Loud, lovable. Yeah, man! Just fucking amazing. Love this guy. So instantly become friends with this guy. I'm like, oh, Sylvester will be here. So I can remember his name. Couldn't remember the other kid's name. Here's where I get myself in the pickle, because I think out loud and my brain works weird. So I'm looking at her and I'm like, the other kid, I can't think of the kid's name. He was here yesterday. He has a school shooter's name, the school shooter. And she goes, "You mean Dylan?" Yeah. I'm like, yeah, see? And I'm like, yeah, that kid. And by the way, this kid wears black sweatpants, black t-shirt, and wears his black hoodie. And the man is powder white.
Wait, he walks around inside with a black hoodie up?
Yeah.
Motherfucker. Like, do people and not...
And it's not a zip-up hoodie. It's not a regular hoodie. Yeah.
Do people not realize that you're not supposed to do that?
Hey, that's how he works. He's working. Don't mind. Just he caps his head and goes to work. It's fine. Right. Whatever. Bro.
You get what I mean,
like,
though.
I get what you're saying. And I'm like, school shooter. This lady, she goes, "You mean Dylan?" I'm like, yeah, that's his name. See? She's just like, "Did you just call him a school shooter?" I'm like,
no.
No. He just kind of looks like one, and he has a name of one. I'm like, and that's how I remembered his name. This lady just instantly starts crying.
Huh?
Crying. There wasn't a sound. There wasn't a chuckle. And I'm like, now I'm starting to freak out. And I am apologizing for me being the autistic asshole that I am and how my brain works. And I'm like, I am so sorry. I apologize. And she goes, finally, she lets out the laugh. Like,
oh.
"Oh my God." She goes, "That was so funny." She goes, "You got me in reverse. I started crying before I could laugh. Oh my God." She goes, "What the fuck, bro? What the fuck is wrong with you? You got me in reverse." Like, I am dying laughing. Now she's like, laughing. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, oh, thank you. She goes, "He looks like a school shooter. Oh my God." Okay. So I go to work. Fast forward a few hours. Me and Sylvester are talking, and he goes, "So what's up, man?" I goes, "I heard you, what'd you call Dylan earlier?" I'm like, "Oh, dude." So I tell Sylvester what happened, and I'm like, apologize, because I'm like, man, I'm sorry. My brain works weird. I this is how I make connections. I'm so sorry. And I'm apologizing as I'm telling the story.
Yeah.
And he goes, "No, man, you're cool. You're cool, man. You're cool. You're cool." I can't help but try to talk like Sylvester because he sounds like Sammy Davis Jr. so much. I love that guy so much. He's like, "Dude, you're cool. You're cool. You're fine." I'm like, okay. Hey. So I tell him what happened. And he looks at me. And dude, he just stones it. Just wide smile. And just kind of, and just point. He goes, just gives him one of these. He goes, "Oh, you nailed it." He goes, "You nailed it." And like walks off. And I am like, oh. Dying laughing. Just dying laughing.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh, thank God. And like for the rest of the day, he would like, if this kid would walk by me and afterwards, or like that Sylvester walk by or something like that, or something like that, he'd be like, "He does look like it. He does. He does look like it. You're right. Kind of reminds you of one." I'm like, "He has the name of one. Sorry."
Yeah, I was wondering what name you were going to say. And I was like, what? And then he said Dylan. I was like, that's a good one.
Sounds like I think Dylan sounds like a school shooter's name.
Well, it was like one of the first ones.
I think so.
That was Columbine.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to look it up.
You didn't know what fucking
that makes it so much better.
I know about Columbine because you know why? I can remember where I was at when Columbine happened. I was home. I was home. I was at home. I was home from school sick. when that happened.
That makes it so much better that you just didn't fully connect it, though.
No, I didn't know that. Probably. I thought... I don't know.
I like to smoke a lot of weed, lady. Dylan Harris or something, and then the other dude.
Oh, shit. Oh, my brain really does work fucking magically sometimes, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Fun fact, I didn't know that.
You know, I don't think I put this together.
Kobe! What?
But my coworker, Wyatt, I keep accidentally calling him Dylan because I'm really bad with names also. I don't think I fully connected, but he kind of looks like Dylan.
Kind of looks like a serial killer or a school shooter?
Like the school shooter, Dylan, from, like, he kind of looks like him thinking about it. So I'm like, maybe that's what my brain did.
Huh. That's a fun fact there, ladies and gentlemen.
Huh. And generic white boys.
Huh. Yeah. Dude. Like, I don't know. Yeah, that was my week, man. That's it. That's how, literally, that's all I have. And that's it. Fucking school shooters, ladies and gentlemen. That's how we started. Like, how does my, why? I didn't even know my fucking brain. Yep, that's how I got it. I felt so bad for, I wish you could have seen me apologize to this lady crying in front of me when I made that connection. When I said that connection out loud.
I would have been so confused. I would have been like, oh, what?
She was like, the best part when she went, when I said it, she goes, I went, school shooter. She goes, Dylan. Yeah. And then just fucking tears. She made me laugh so hard. I did it in reverse. I cried, then laugh. I emotionally laugh, then cry. Not me. I say some wild ass shit to make sure that happened. Speaking of Kelly Loper, why does he text me this early? T-shirts. Get off your phone. You should be. Go do something, Kelly.
Yo.
So, no, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. After that, I got nothing. I don't even know how to segue back into this. Let's get into some fucking stories.
Yeah, what stories you got?
Let's get into some stories. Where do we want to begin with? Oh.
How many you got?
Speaking of fucking school shooters, let's talk about some bouncers. Let's talk about bouncers at bars. I don't know how I could segue into that. I got nothing, ladies.
Bouncers of Reddit, have you ever crossed paths with someone you've had to throw out of a club or bar? How was the experience? I worked the door at a punk dive bar. A big part of the job is bouncing people who've had too much with the attitude, "It's cool, dude. We're all friends. But you've had enough tonight, come back tomorrow." 99% of people think that's fine and it works. One dude who had probably smoked something crazy that night was fixated on the bartender wearing a Superman shirt and ran home to shave his head and came back challenging him to a fight. I urged him outside to get ready for the fight with a pre-fight smoke. We smoked and I gently convinced him it was time to go home, which worked until he got halfway down the street and sprinted back and threw himself at the door screaming, "Superman, Superman, you can't hide from Lex Luthor, Superman." One of the bartenders exited out of the side entrance and started yelling, "Holy moly, all the cops are coming. Everybody run," and the dude disappeared. I saw him at the corner bodega the next afternoon and he looked at me and smiled and said, "I might have been a handful last night. Sorry. See you tonight."
Oh, Jesus.
Dude, that's fantastic. But to have
Superman,
the
mental Superman. You can't hide from Lex Luthor. Oh, God.
And how drunk and what was he on for that? But the best part to see him the next day with a freshly shaved head. Do you think he remembers shaving his head? One. Oh, well, clearly, because if he remembers, you know.
Yeah, I might have been a handful last
night. Might have had a handful. Or do you think he woke
up faces?
Or do you think he woke up, put his hand on his head, called his friends who he was at the bar last night, goes, "Dude, what the fuck happened?" And they pieced it together for him. And boy, let me tell you what happened last night.
And he's just a regular at the bar, so he just kind of knows the dude.
Yeah, so when he sees the bouncer at the bodega at the corner, he's just like, was a handful. See you tonight? Yeah, I'll see you tonight, buddy. You're forget. I mean, what, like, so what do you think the combination was? Do you think he was on some mushrooms and some beer? Some Coke?
Probably.
Coke and whiskey?
Yeah.
He doesn't do the cocaine to get high. He just likes the way it smells.
Pussy tastes like paint thinner.
What the fuck is that from? And why is your pussy, what kind of pussy is painting like paint thinner? Like why, where kind of line is that?
It's why? From a song called Pussy Tastes Like Paint Thinner.
What? Oh. That's gross.
I don't know why it popped in my head, but I was just thinking.
Which, wait, you know what? Smell that, of Coke. So, yeah, I didn't use the cocaine to get high. I just liked the way it smelled. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, bust that. That was from a line of a song, too. I can't think of the name of the song, or Confessions of a Devil or some shit like that. I don't know the name of the song. I'm bad. I find it on my playlist. I know that.
I can find the Pussy Paint Thinner song.
Yeah. But the best part about that is because speaking of Kelly Loper, when I was on the phone with him, he was telling me, he goes, I learned some new slang this week. He goes, about she ain't shallow with that pussy means that she gives up that pussy easily. I went, so if she's shallow, she's prude? He goes, yeah. I went, huh. Yeah. I
didn't know that one.
So, yep. I guess he's been using shallow for that. So like he was eating wings the other day with his wife. And when he was telling me this, he goes, I was eating wings with my wife the other day. And he goes, man, the cook wasn't shallow with the seasoning on these wings.
Oh no. Why is he so white?
Because he's a dad and he's white.
I ain't gonna be there though.
Yeah, he ain't shallow with that seasoning. So I guess he's been using that. So if you guys been talking to Kelly Loper and you hear that,
that's, you're on so the inside. Bad.
I don't know how we got here.
Kelly, you
ladies and gentlemen, this is a shit show of a podcast. We're just piecing this one together, ladies. I don't know how the fuck we're doing this one this week. Let's move on to another one.
Kelly, you gotta stop that. He's gonna start saying lit. Shit like that.
I think he already does. He's becoming his dad slowly. Like, and that's progressive. What is that? Progressive commercials? Those insurance commercials?
Yeah.
He's become one of those. Like, Cook wasn't shallow with that seasoning.
Oh, God.
Moving on.
Police officers have Reddit, what's the weirdest thing you've caught teenagers or kids doing that is illegal, but you found hilarious? While in college, we got the police called on us for a violent crime in progress. When they pounded on our door, we opened, and they barged in. The neighbor reported hearing people yelling things like, shut up you little cunt, I'm going to grape your fucking 12-year-old ass. Along with a girl screaming profanity. When the cops saw it was three guys, and a girl drinking and playing Halo, the one just looks at the others in sheer disbelief. Starts to tell us they were called in for a rape in progress, and tell us how we need to be more careful and whatnot, because it could have ended badly. During this time, my friend is still on the headset, and the other guys we were playing with are wondering what the hell is going on, and are hassling him, and then my friend says with the cop in the room, we were apparently raping you fuckers so badly somebody had to call the cops. And the cops just can't hold it in and start cracking up. They did give us a noise warning, but no citations.
Oh, that's a fucking good one.
Dude, that's fantastic. Like, that sounds like something that you did. Like, were you part of this? That's your story, James.
As an adult, I'm not as loud at all playing video games.
When everyone was still here, they were like, I don't know why you guys have to yell. Like, you gamers yell so loud. Then again, I caught myself yelling at Far Cry 6 the other day because my fucking gator died. Actually, it wasn't the gator, it was Boom Boom, the pet dog.
Yeah,
I fucking raised. Yeah, dude, they fucking, I heard a yelp. Dude, why I yelled So, like, hear me out. Like, I was playing Far Cry 6, and I have a dog. If you ever play the game, you have a sidekick dog named Boom Boom. And he helps you fucking... Anyways, I guess a guard kicked him, and he yelped. It was the first time I heard this dog yelp in this game. And I got so angry that I went nuts. And I was like, motherfucker! And I was screaming and yelling at this fucking thing. Dude, I stood up on my chair with fucking crying. I couldn't shoot this motherfucker fast enough. This fucking fake fucking guard in this game. Yo. Because of this dog yelping. I'm sure my neighbors were like, what in the fuck is wrong with John? Why is he yelling at 7:30? He lives like, who's he yelling at? Like, who the fuck is he yelling at? Is he losing his mind? There's no one else there. It's just him. Like, what the fuck?
But Jesus. Yeah, it was, you know? I stopped yelling about games a while ago now.
All because of a fake dog on a game.
Yeah.
So I couldn't imagine these guys talking shit on their fucking, like, what can you imagine the neighbors, like, and be able to drop the line. We were raping you fuckers so badly, someone called the cops.
You're raping your 12-year-old ass. Yeah. Oh God.
Fantastic.
But it's also one of those things, the question of like, how would you explain Xbox Live chat to someone from the 1800s or something like that? And it's just like, you couldn't. You just couldn't. You could not get them to understand just the concept of it and the language behind it and everything. It would be fucking hilarious.
No, okay, there's a computer that does this.
Well, not even that, but just like constantly saying, oh, I'm fucking dead. Oh, I killed you motherfuckers. Oh, all the rapey shit, all the fucking, all that. It would just be like, what are you guys saying?
Oh, you're just trash talking. They had trash talking back then. You know, I don't think
at the same level.
Oh, I'm pretty sure there was something like skull fucking your mom, you know? Like, and they probably really did it though.
Maybe.
You know, during the Viking ages, you fucking pick up Harry the Red there. He was like, you know what? I'm going to go skull fuck your mom. Your mom's alive, right? They're like, yeah, not for long. What do you mean? I'm going to go skull fuck her right now. What do you mean? I'm going to chop her head off. I'm going to skull fuck her.
Civilized times, I guess.
Yeah, we are living in the civilized times. You guys are just making it hard on yourselves because we are living so peacefully.
Yeah.
It's a true statement. That's why I get high all the time. I just want to be at peace. Do mushrooms. Enjoy the peace. Just saying. That's what I think.
What other story?
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is why you should be good at math.
I mean, I'm all right.
No, you should be able to. You need to be good at math, ladies and gentlemen. And this is why. Sometimes it fucking helps to be good at math.
Ordered a 9-inch pizza. After a while, the waiter brought 2 5-inch pizzas and said, the 9-inch pizza was not available and he was giving me 2 5-inch pizzas instead, and that I am getting 1 inch more for free. I requested the waiter to call the owner. Gave him the mathematical formula to calculate the area of a circle. Circle area equals pi r squared, where pi equals 3.1415926, r is the radius of the circle. So, a 9-inch circle area equals 63.62 square inches. While a 5-inch circle area is 19.63 square inches. The 2 5-inch circle areas add up to 39.26 square inches.
Yep.
I said that even if he gave 3 pizzas, I would still lose out. How can you say you are giving me an extra inch for free? The owner was speechless. He finally gave me 4 pizzas. Take math seriously.
Yup, that one's so good. Yeah, because it's like every inch or every 2 inches you add on a pizza, it doubles the size.
Yeah. Be good at math, ladies and gentlemen. And for you, not you being a pizza owner, you should know that. You should know pi 3.14. Like, seriously, how do you not know pie? That's a pizza guy. You know, be good at math. You should be good at math, ladies and gents. You know, pay attention in school, do well.
What else you got, buddy?
Will you shut up? I'm getting there. Shut the fuck up. God, I don't have a shut the fuck up button. I need one. Nope, that's not it. Just, I got nothing. Here. Now for the weird shit for us.
What's the most messed up thing you've ever walked in on? I was at a party and a couple of hours in, everyone had turned up except one of the birthday girl's best friends. She eventually calls and says can she bring the guy she's met whose name is apparently Sketch. Half an hour later they turn up, pretty drunk. After about 15 minutes, we realize they have vanished upstairs. Birthday girl doesn't really want them fooling around in her bedroom, but no one wants to walk in on them either. So we send the drunkest guy up to call them down. He toddles off upstairs and then about a minute later comes back into the living room looking pale and distraught. He sits down. We ask what happened. I went up and opened the door. And he was going down on her. And then he looked over at me. And I think he was a vampire. There was blood all over his mouth. So I left. Turned out they'd started fooling around. It became clear it was her time of the month, but Sketch decided to power on through. We'd accidentally sent up the one person who, in a drunken haze, was not mentally equipped to deal with this at all. He looked broken for the rest of the night.
He looked broken. Oh, God.
Can you imagine being so drunk that you think you just walked in on a vampire? You just out, like, we've been there. We've seen shit when we're drunk. We're like, wait, I know I'm drunk. My brain can't process that right now. Like, you're going upstairs to think that you're going to see two naked people getting wild, right? Only to walk in and see a naked lady and just see a dude
have a fucking murder scene
looking like a fucking bulldog with a jelly donut. You know,
oh God,
that's looks a like a bulldog one. Got a hold of, yeah, you know, just saying. Like, what else? Like, what do you do?
I know the times I've been walked in on, it's just you got to just keep going, pretty much. You just got to,
yeah, you know, you just act like you don't know they walked in on you. You just keep going, because if they stay there and watch, they're the pervert.
Yeah. Even if you make eye contact, you just got to act like you didn't see
them. Just make
direct contact. I've done it before.
And just stare at them. Just keep going.
No, I'm saying even if you do a quick like eye contact, just keep going. Just like stare straight ahead.
You should lock eyes. Next time, lock eyes. Just lock eyes and keep going. Act like nothing's happening. I
don't think I'm in the life stage anymore of being walked in at this point.
That's true. We're not there. On. But if you ever have a buddy walk in on you next time and you're listening to this and you lock eye and you fucking make eye contact, just lock eyes and just keep going. See what happens. If your buddy dick gets hard, he's a pervert. Just saying. It's on them. Grandma walks in on you, make eye contact with, that might be weird. Don't do grandma. Like, if grandma, don't look at grandma. If you're at grandma's house fucking and she walks in, just keep going. That's on granny after that. Hashtag just saying. That's all I got, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
That's it. Probably a short week. I don't know. I didn't take the look at the timer correctly. I forgot when we started. I don't know what happened. It could be long, it could be short. I don't pay attention to this shit. Just enjoy it.
Yeah. It was just kind of an odd adult week.
Jamie's excited
excited about coupons.
Well, that's all you got. That's it. That's the highlight, dude. That's it. That's it adulting. Really, welcome to adulthood. You're done.
was so excited about
Welcome to adulthood. You're done. You're done. There's no more excitement after the childbirth. That's about it.
Everyone I talked to, I was just like,
did you know I saved $50?
Like, I was so happy. Christ.
I made some poor lady cry by accident by laughing. Jesus. Been sick. I sound terrible, don't I?
I don't sound 100% right now either.
Sorry. I'm sorry for sounding like shit, but I tried. Everyone's been sick. Just saying.
No.
All right, James, what do you got? Anything else?
Not much. Can't go underscore eater on Twitter.
But you hold my shirt.
I saw that earlier.
God damn, that's a big hole. Need to go get a new shirt. All right. Oh, yeah. Kegel underscore, got it. LostLosers.com. Go get some merch. Go hit the Patreon. $5 a month. Hit the like, hit the subscribe. Please do that. Share with a friend. LostLosersPodcast@gmail.com. Send us an email at losers_loss on Twitter. Loss_loser_podcast on Instagram. See pictures of Freddie. He's such a good boy.
Yeah.
100% good boy. Aren't you, Freddie? He's like, fuck off, dude. I'm being fat and happy. All right. That's all I get. Now, once again, we're going to end it with a new one from our boy, Horrible Noises. I love this dude. I need to reach out to this guy. I love him. this guy makes some fucking, that makes me giggle. I love it. Go check out his fucking shit. I think he just dropped a video. I'd probably ask him if I could use this, but if he gets mad at me, sorry for promoting you, buddy. It's free promotion. Sorry. I like your shit. I apologize to all 15 of our audience. You have a bigger audience than me anyway, so who cares? Go enjoy it. Love it.
Lions, leopards, salt and pepper. Eating that coochie like a German shepherd. Show me where your piss from. Show me where your piss from.
Have a good week, everyone. Goodbye.
Burr.